Lito Borello has a deep, interesting political history of battling imperialist moves in Argentina. A former coordinator of urban policies in the city of Buenos Aires and current head of the social and political organization Los Pibes, aligned with the administration of President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, Lito Borello defines the recent move by the United States Congress calling for sanctions against Argentina over its increasing ties with Iran, a new threat of Washington against countries' sovereign decisions.
We are used to seeing how imperialism tries to undermine the sovereignty of our people. This is typical of the US that seeks to stop relations among countries. But it's clear that Latin America has become identified with Middle East countries like Iran, which has proved to defend its sovereignty.
It sounds startling that in the 21st century, congressmen of the United States could urge State Secretary John Kerry and Attorney General Eric Holder to punish the South American country due to a decision they have found extremely troubling. But yet it is true, and there it is, a foreign power condemning the Memorandum of Understanding signed between Buenos Aires and Tehran to jointly investigate the 1994 attack of the Amia Jewish Community Center in Argentina's capital city.
The agreement sets the best conditions to achieve justice and to know the truth. We have deep suspicions that the Western Empire is involved in the Amia case. We must not only think about the victims, but understand this is the best way to know what really happened.
The Congress of Argentina signed into law the MOU earlier this year with lawmakers considering the Amia case has been stained by corruption from the very beginning.
Truth is Argentina has no judicial case, and the proof is that when it tried to incriminate a suspect in London, authorities had to let him free, because there was no evidence. There could be an interesting cooperation between Iran and Argentina to find those truly responsible for the attack.
The local government has made yet no official comment on the sanctions pledge, probably because President Kirchner has repeatedly insisted that Argentina's only commitment is with the Argentinian victims of the Amia tragedy.
Following mounting pressures by the U.S., local Zionist lobbies are seeking to hinder Argentina-Iran efforts to probe the Amia issue. The pro-Israel special prosecutor Alberto Nisman has also accused Iran of infiltrating the Latin American region. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.